Hello and season's greetings and Merry Christmas and good tidings and all that other good stuff. This is the Extreme Improv Podcast. Today it's a festive affair and it's going to be myself, David Pastansky, along with the fabulous Rachel Jane. Say hello, Rachel.
Howdy.
Howdy doodly do. Howdy sounds like very cowboy.
Yeah, it doesn't really sound very festive.
Should be like
ho ho ho, yeah.
Ho ho ho.
It kind of begins with an H, that was like close enough.
Yeah, but hell begins with an H as well. Do you say H or H?
I don't know. H? Probably H, I think.
But it's supposed to be H.
I know, but it's got the huh sound in it.
Well, it sounds like it should. Like, I'm not disputing that sounds correct. But
you wouldn't go like, oh. It would be like, ho, ho, ho.
No, but like, you know, like the French people might say, oh, because they don't pronounce their H's. They'll say like, hospital and stuff like this. But when we're just talking about the letter H, it's actually H, not H.
Yeah, but if it was like, oh and ho were the same, then it would be like, ho, holy night, and ho, holy night, ho, oily night.
Oily night.
Or like, yeah, anyway.
Anyway, so this is a improv podcast. If you haven't clicked subscribe, make sure you do and tell all of your friends. They can definitely hear it on iTunes and it should be available on YouTube and maybe some other platforms at some point in the future if it's not there already at the time of recording. So anyway, this is...
How will it be there already at the time of recording? At the time of recording now, it's not going to be on iTunes.
Like, so, okay, Miss Pedantic, right? Well, okay, so this is not streaming live on iTunes, but by the time it's, like, uploaded initially on iTunes, it may be available on YouTube or one other thing, but in the future it may be available on many, multiple things. And this is why no one's subscribing. Right, anyway, Rach, we're going to get on with this. We're going to play some improv games, and all of them today, as it is a festive special, are going to have a Christmassy twist to them. So we're a Christmassy theme, and they'll have an extreme twist. We're going to start with a game of verbatim. This will be interesting, because there's only two of us on the show today. And the way verbatim works for our audience listening at home, if you're not already initiated, is Rachel is going to have 30 seconds to do a dramatic monologue, or a festive monologue, as it will be in a moment. And then I will have 30 seconds to try to recreate it. And then, because there's only two of us, it might bounce back to Rachel and bounce back to me. And it'll be like an elaborate game of Chinese whispers. Not wanting that. I don't know if that's an inappropriate term nowadays, but it's, you know, it's a common usage term. So, okay, so what I have done to find a source of inspiration is I have looked up a list of Christmas films. What's a Christmas film you know, Rach?
There's like, I know about two films in the whole world. Elf.
Elf. So this,
yeah,
you're going
I think
to play
I've
as,
seen that.
So you are Buddy the Elf, and he has got a lump of coal in his stocking this year for Christmas. And you're going to do a dramatic monologue as Buddy the Elf, who has received a lump of coal in his Christmas stocking. You have 30 seconds. Here you go.
Santa, I'm so excited. I were going to have an amazing Christmas present. Oh, it's coal. But I'm still going to be excited because I don't know how to operate apart from being excited. And I'm sure that Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Donner and Vixen and Blitzen and Comet and Cupid and Rudolph all... I'm really happy to still bring me my lump of coal, and I can put maple syrup on it and just be so excited. We can dance around a Christmas tree with coal. You can do so much with coal. You can set a fire to it, and then it's like a massive candle, and like candles are Christmassy.
And that is 30 seconds.
Thank God for that.
Woo! Well done, Rachel. So I will now have 30 seconds to try to recreate this as accurately.
You better remember all the names of the reindeer.
No, that's never going to happen. Okay, so Rachel, you can start the timer.
Ready, go.
Ah, it's Christmas and... Oh, no, wait, it's just coal. But actually, coal can be really exciting, so I'm going to get in. I'm going to go with all of my buddies, and there's going to be Rudolph and Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen and Comet and Cupid and PC World and Curries and Dixons. And, oh my gosh, and then we're going to dance around naked inside the barn, and you can set fire to coal. So once we have set fire to the coal, then it can make people warm, and it could cause a small fire...
Time. Thankfully.
Okay, so in this game of verbatim, of course, it's the only way we can judge it is by what?
We aren't going back to me again.
Yes, we are. I'm just trying to introduce it. Rachel's silently disputing me here. So the only way we can judge it is by who's done the best recreation of what came before. So Rachel will now have 30 seconds to try to recreate my version of her original monologue. Here we go.
Oh, I I'm so excited, there's coal in my stocking. Oh no, I've suddenly turned like the American and deep voice to say, oh no, it's only a piece of coal. And now I'm getting so exciting, and there's Dasher and Dancer and PC World and Game and Argos and Sainsbury's and Asda and Tesco, and all these exciting reindeer called names of shops have brought me this lump of coal, which is really exciting. And with coal you can set fire to it and be warm, and there was something inappropriate in there that I can't quite remember. I don't think it was about peni, but it could have been. Yeah, that's time.
That is 30 seconds. Excellent. Well done. Right, so
I think you should have like, that.
Do you know what? People, though, they're going to listen to when they say, then I went American, and you sounded like weirdly Scottish or Jamaican or something.
It's the only accent I can do. Just be grateful I did an accent.
No, I'm very grateful for it, and so are the people. Okay, so the question is, how are we going to, like, so normally we'd vote to decide who did the best recreation.
Are you
going to
do, like, one of mine, or is that just... We could just do this whole podcast, couldn't we?
We were just Chinese whispers.
Yeah, just keep going.
I really wasn't listening to you. So, okay, we'll move on to something else after that. But we've got to decide who actually won this game.
Rock, paper, scissors?
Well, it doesn't really work on a podcast.
If we shout out...
Okay, so like, so what we'll do is we'll say rock, paper, scissors, shoot. But instead of saying shoot, we'll both say at the same time what we're actually declaring. Okay.
I feel we should have rehearsed this before doing it on the podcast.
No, it's improv. We can't rehearse it. Ready? So, rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Rock.
Oh, no.
They didn't count,
but they didn't see it. So, we have to go again. So, instead of shoot, we'll actually declare it this time.
Because some of the scores are wrong.
Okay, so that was a practice round. So, ready? Here we go. Rock, paper, scissors,
rock.
Shoot, paper. Okay, Rachel, you won.
So I can actually follow instructions and understand rock, paper, scissors, so therefore I definitely deserve to win.
Fair enough. Okay, so what we're going to do now is we're going to do an alphabet game. And it's going to be a traditional alphabet game where we'll have 90 seconds, and within these 90 seconds, we're going to follow a subsequent letter of the alphabet for the next line of dialogue. And we're going to try to get all the way through the alphabet from... whatever letter we choose, all the way back around the alphabet to it before the 90 seconds is up. So we're going to choose Die Hard as what we're doing this based around. Can I have a suggestion of a letter of the alphabet, please, Rachel?
A for awful. It was an amazing film. It wasn't awful at all. I loved
Rachel's
it.
Rachel's just lost everyone listening to this. Right, okay.
It was an okay film. It just wasn't a festive, you know, nice... Christmassy, fun, nice feeling film, that's all.
Okay, so if you could change one thing for inspiration about the scene, if you could change one thing about the plot of Die Hard, what would it be? Just one thing.
I wouldn't have people fighting and shooting at
each other. So this is going to be Die Hard without any fighting and shooting. We're going to start at the letter A and get back to the letter A. Here we go. Are you some kind of terrorist?
Because I look like a terrorist?
California needs people like you to hug it out with me here.
Detroit deserves huggers more because it's such a forgotten state.
Every year at Christmas here at the Nakatomi Plaza, I just wanna give people presents and not worry about any terrorists.
Father Christmas does that all across the world.
Get out of here. Are you some sort of British saying Father Christmas?
Ho, ho, ho.
I have a machine gun, but I'm not going to use it.
Just because I told you not to? That's very good of you.
Killing people is wrong. Instead, we should hold hands and sing songs.
Like an Elf and other good Christmas films. We should replicate those.
My goodness, you're the most boring person I've ever met.
No, Donald Trump is more boring.
Oh, is he that guy that owns a chain of hotels because this is 1989 and he isn't famous for particularly much else?
Perhaps. I don't really know much about Donald Trump in that.
Quickly! Did you just hear a loud noise?
Run! No, we can't run. It's not that type of film anymore.
Suddenly, I became aware that nothing exciting was happening.
That's because it's Christmas and we're all happy and cuddling.
Undo your presents and I'm sure there won't be C4 in it. Oh wait, we've run out of time.
Oh, that's good.
That was really bad, darling. I'm very sorry. But, darling, you know, this was like Craig Revel Horwood presenting Strictly Come Bruce Willis. Okay, now, anyway, We're going to move on to a different game. And we're going to do some impressions. Right, so...
With my one accent.
No, but like... Okay, so the way we'll do it is you have to choose someone to do an impression of, and I have to guess. Ooh. Okay? Right, so we're going to mix it up slightly. So give you a few seconds to think of someone and, you know, give it... Try to tie into the Christmas theme if you can. As Rachel thinks about this and the audio goes silent, I will continue talking just to vamp and fill time.
You know when you have to, like, think of something and then your mind goes blank?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, no, I can do this.
Okay, so go for it. Okay, doing a silent character is just a poor choice in life, Rachel. Everyone thinks you're very clever, but did you actually have someone else?
I had a character in mind, yeah.
Okay, so do you want me to ask you questions, or how's this going to work?
You can ask me questions, but okay. I was just doing the character just then, so that's the character.
Okay, it's Rudolph, isn't it?
No.
Okay. What's your favourite time of year?
Winter.
And... It's an excellent impression. It sounds exactly like your normal voice.
No, but the whole point is that the character is silent. So this is me talking on behalf of the character. Come on, okay. Keep up. You can manage
okay,
this.
So this is now just 20 questions.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're a silent character. Are you a human?
No.
This is the worst game of impressions ever. Okay, are you a fictional animal?
Ish.
Are you a reindeer of some kind?
No.
Are you linked to the universe of Whoville and the Grinch?
No, because I don't understand that. Is that like Farmville?
Just be quiet. Right, okay. Just stop. Okay, right. Okay, are you in a film?
I think so.
Oh, God. Right.
I think when we were looking through Netflix earlier, there was a film that had, like, a picture of me.
You can't give references like that. The audience don't know we were looking through Netflix earlier. Okay, so there was a picture of something. Are you furry?
No.
Are you humanoid?
What does that mean?
Do you have, like, two arms, two legs, fingers, vaguely human-shaped?
Vaguely, yeah.
Vaguely. And you're not furry.
No.
Are you a snowman?
How did you get that?
Are you Olaf?
No. I mean, no.
No?
No.
Jack Frost?
Oh, closer, but like the...
Jack Frost. The snowman?
Not the snowman, no.
A snowman?
Yeah.
You're a snowman.
Jack Frost.
Not Olaf. Snowman. What's his name? Olaf.
Yeah, no. But what you said with Jack Frost... Second half of that word.
Frosty the Snowman.
Frosty the Snowman, yeah.
Oh, right. Just for full disclosure, Rachel drew a very italics, slanted snowman. Interesting trivia about Rachel is, like, her natural writing is in italics. And when she drew this snowman, it's also in italics.
It's a bit
slanted.
But it's a bit, like, because it's quite warm in here. It's a bit melty, so he's, like, leaning to one side.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So now, okay, I guess we'll keep this at 20 questions rather than impressions. And I have now chosen a character, and I will do my best to answer in character. So you can ask me questions, and I will answer in character.
Are you a human?
Yes, of course. What do you think I am?
Are you an angry man?
How dare you ask me such an impertinent question, and especially for you, a woman.
Ooh, you like Scrooge?
Yes, I'm Scrooge.
Oh, wow, that was good.
Yeah, okay, well, as an angry man, and it gave away that it was probably back in time, because I was being cheeked by a woman. But yeah, we didn't get to learn very much about my impression there. But, so yeah, I don't know if that means you won or I won, because you were able to guess mine a lot quicker, but does that mean I did a better impression?
Or was it, am I just silence? I mean, how could you not get Frosty the Snowman from a silent impression? I mean,
absolutely.
Everyone could manage that.
Okay, so let's now have a question battle.
Ooh.
Yeah. We're going to have a question battle. And what's the best thing about Christmas for you, Rachel?
I really like marzipan.
Marzipan?
Yeah.
What, on like Christmas cakes?
Or just marzipan. You can roll it out and like cut what, like shapes out of it. And then just,
for Christmas.
It's just an excuse to eat marzipan.
Okay.
You don't get to eat marzipan at other times of year. In the
7 billion people in the world, and you're the only one who would say marzipan is their favourite thing about Christmas. Okay. Do you know what? Like, Rachel, I just have to say that there's a lot of like enjoyment in the room and love, even though it just sounds like you say things that I'm like, what are you talking about? Okay, so marzipan, and this is going to be a question battle. We'll have 2 minutes to do a scene somewhat about marzipan, and whoever's got, like, we'll have 5 lives each, and whoever hasn't broken the rules of not answering and not asking a question or too much repetition or whatever within 2 minutes will be the winner. Right, here we go. Are you hungry, little girl?
Do I look hungry?
Would you enjoy some sweeties?
Why do you want to feed me sweet things? There's a childhood obesity crisis.
That was not a question, Rach. Can you smell this?
Does it smell like almonds?
Are you very perceptive, nasally?
Does my nose look good to you?
Would you believe it does?
Would you have a slight thing for noses?
Do you want to see a marzipan-shaped nose? A nose-shaped marzipan piece? I lose a life. Keep going.
Would you like to see a marzipan-shaped other part of your anatomy?
What part of my anatomy is that?
A finger? That's not a question either. But we're doing really badly at this one.
Keep going.
Okay.
Would you like to help me make some sweets for the homeless?
Do I look like I care about the homeless at Christmas?
Are you a relative of Uncle Ebenezer's?
Do I look like I'm going to be haunted by the past?
Would you mind if I just stepped out of the shop for a moment and left you to watch things?
How am I meant to watch things when my face is in marzipan?
Dong! Would you like to be visited by a ghost, little girl?
How big is this ghost?
Can't you see me?
Do you see there's something over there?
Are you going to repent on the error of your ways?
Since when has eating marzipan become an error?
And that is 2 minutes. Wow, this is interesting.
Painful.
This is hopefully as painful to listen to as it is to perform.
Excellent. How long do we have to keep going for?
A little bit longer. Okay, you know, just okay. Need to give a little variety.
How many people will still be listening by this point?
I don't know, to be honest.
Your mum?
My mum. Your mum?
No.
You're not going to tell her about this?
No, I'm not going to tell her about this.
Okay, fair enough. Fair dues. I'm going to get her like an MP3 player for Christmas just with this on. Okay, so.
She wouldn't know how to use it, it's fine.
Oh, poor Rachel's mum. Right, okay, so what we're going to do now is we're going to tell a festive story. So, Rachel, you're going to have 90 seconds to tell a festive story, and the festive story I would like you to tell will be about a new recruit to Santa's reindeers, okay? So you have 90 seconds to tell a festive story about Santa's reindeers. Here we go.
Ho, ho, ho. So I am Santa. And this year, because David has been such a good boy, I'm going to need an extra reindeer to pull my sleigh because there are so many presents on the sleigh. See, I've got Dasher and Dancer, Prancer, Comet, Vixen, Blitzen, Comet and Cupid. Oh my God, I got it wrong then because he distracted me. But I've got all these 8 reindeers and I've got Rudolph at the front. But you see, Rudolph is feeling a little bit lonely. And at the front, and just there's so much weight because of these all these extra presents for David. So, introducing Asteroid, sibling of Comet. He's quite a small reindeer at the moment, so he's going to have to be towards the back of the sleigh. I mean, Comet's now in like row 3, so it's like Oxford rowing, where like you have sort of the best reindeer like towards the front, and that way it'd be towards the back because that's furthest away from the cocks. Anyway, this is less festive now. So Comet's been sort of promoted further up towards the front. So I'm going to keep Asteroid, you know, close to me, just in case, you know, he gets a bit scared. It's going to be quite an ordeal for him to be, like, carrying the sleigh on Christmas Eve across the whole world. Again, quite a small reindeer. We've been working on, like, some fitness for him. And sort of doing some reindeer exercises. He's been doing, like, neck lunges and antler swings. And sort of we've been, like, working on his hooves to make sure he can, like, fly, even though you don't probably don't get much wear and tear on hooves if reindeers are flying, to be honest. So that's interesting, because I think they need to naturally wear down. It's like horse...
And that is 90 seconds.
Excellent.
Excellent. I love it when a story has a beginning, a middle, and end. Okay, so Rach, I will now tell a festive story, and I'll have 90 seconds to do it. But what would you like me to tell a festive story about? Come up with a idea for what a story I can tell on this Christmas period.
Well, there's a polar bear.
Yeah.
Who has made friends with a little robin. So it's a baby polar bear and a baby robin. And yeah, they're friends, and they're going on a Christmas adventure because baby polar bear is lost. And
okay.
Yeah. Is that enough?
Right. Yeah, that's enough.
I shouldn't really just tell you the story,
yeah,
should I?
So, escape them. So once upon a time, it was the winter season, and it was very cold and very dark, and there was this little birdie, and it went flying, and it flew as far and as fast as its wings would carry it, and it got lost in a great storm, and it woke up, and it looked around, and it was white all over the land. It thought to itself, "Now I wonder where I am." And suddenly, behind the robin, all it could hear was and it turned round, and there was a great big polar bear. And this little robin said, "Oh no, please, Mr. Bear, please don't eat me. I'm ever so scared." And this polar bear turned and it said, "Huh, eat you? I can't be bothered." And the robin said, "Are you okay, Mr. Bear?" And it said, "No, I'm bipolar."
"Oh no, does that mean that you're kind of sad?"
And he said, "Well, sometimes I'm sad, and sometimes I'm manic depressive, but I'm quite sad right now because I don't have a friend." And the polar bear ate the bird. And that is 90 seconds.
You missed such a good joke there about a polar bear being bipolar and, like, North Pole, South Pole, bipolar, two poles. Like, there's so much you could have done with that.
Such as?
I don't know, you're the...
So if you have an idea... I'm the professional comedian. Right,
no,
okay, so if you can think of what the correct joke should be there, please, like, do tweet it in to us on Twitter, like a robin might tweet it in, and let us know. So at Extreme Impro on Twitter. Right, we're going to play one more game just to wrap things up here, I reckon. And what we're going to play is Stand, Sit, Bend. No, I'm joking. The one game that will not work. I think we are going to play Every Sentence Must.
Oh, that sounds
the
difficult.
Hardest. Yeah. No, Rachel's trying to call an audible and it doesn't fly. So what we're going to do is it is the Christmas period, right? And I think we should do a little bit of product placement in this show. So what we're going to do is we're each going to try and sell all of our fabulous listeners at home something amazing for Christmas. So we're going to sell an imaginary item, and you'll have a minute, or no, like 30, 45 seconds to do a sales pitch for why you should buy this particular item. Rachel, to begin with, you can choose what unusual item might I be trying to sell people this Christmas? Something unusual.
An aubergine.
An aubergine. Okay. Just to add something else, what is it about this aubergine in particular?
It's shaped like a cube.
Okay, a square aubergine. Okay, and I will have 45 seconds on my sales pitch. Tell me when I'm ready to go.
Off you go.
Okay, boys and girls, I know what you're thinking. You're sitting there with your electronic video games, media, smartphones and the interweb, and you're thinking, this is all boring. This was so 2017. Get rid of the slime, get rid of the fidget spinner, and get rid of all of this junk out of my house. The hot new toy that you need, it's an eggplant. Oh yes, an eggplant all the way from America, but in this country we call them aubergines. And this one, you could call it genie. And if you rub it on its sides, a little genie may pop out and grant all of your Christmas wishes.
Stop.
I had 5 more seconds.
You said 40 seconds.
45 seconds.
Who thinks of 45 seconds? That's such a weird time.
It's half of 90 seconds.
Go for 5 seconds then.
But this isn't an ordinary one. It's shaped like a square.
And that's your time, and that was so worth it.
That was so worth it. Well, this is why I originally said 90 seconds. 45 seconds isn't enough to sell a new toy. Oh, right, anyway. So, you can probably get one of those if you grow it. If you grow an aubergine inside something that was, like, cube-shaped. So, if you got, like the plastic wrapping that they put, like, a Rubik's Cube in, and it was, like, cube-shaped, and you grew an aubergine into it, it'd probably come out cube-shaped naturally, wouldn't it?
I feel like next time I go to your house, there's going to be one of those on the windowsill. Yeah. And you're going to be trying that.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
I need to get you a Rubik's Cube so I can get the box packaging. Yeah. Okay, so Rachel.
Guess what I'm getting for Christmas?
Yes. So you're now going to try and sell something unusual for Christmas for all of the listeners out there. Something they need in their lives. And the thing you're going to be trying to sell them this Christmas is turkey giblets. But these aren't any ordinary turkey giblets. These are decorative turkey giblets.
You do know that I was vegetarian for a lot of years. So I don't actually know really what giblets are.
It's so inside like a turkey or
there's
a chicken.
There's like this yucky things inside a turkey.
You get like a little bag. And inside the bag, it'll be like the liver and maybe the heart and like the probably...
Yep, I'm like now a vegetarian again.
Yeah, and these are the giblets.
Okay, so what am I doing with these giblets?
These are decorative giblets, so they're not edible, they're just decorative. Decorative giblets for Christmas. You have 45 seconds, here you go.
So do you ever just get fed up of, like, all these people being like, oh my god, you have to be vegan, and like, oh my god, you have to be vegetarian, and then they put up, like, green things around at Christmas. Like, a Christmas tree is green. Why is everything, like, green? Why is Christmas, like, meant to be green? It's just not true. Christmas is meant to be all about meat. I mean, like, red, that's a Christmas colour. Turkey, when you cook it, it's not really red, but, like, red meat, that's the kind of thing. So put up giblets, and it will make you think of Christmas dinner. That's so much better than thinking of a tree. I mean, like, seriously, why is a tree Christmassy? Trees just grow everywhere, and actually trees are mostly green in the summer rather than Christmas. So if you put up giblets, you don't get those at the time of year. What other time of year do you think, oh, I really want a turkey liver in my living room? You don't get that. That will just make you think of Christmas so much more than a green tree will.
So the message you're saying at the end of that is live your life. Right, so, okay. That was good. Yeah, I would buy decorative turkey giblets.
I would rather have a tree.
Well, okay, so the thing is, myself, right, but... Christmas trees at Christmas are green, though, because they're like trees you get in winter.
Coniferous trees, yeah.
Coniferous. They like eat other trees.
No, that's carnivore.
Carnivorous Christmas trees. So, okay, I'd buy them. Well, sold me on that.
In your house with your aubergines on your windowsill, you can have giblets hung up.
How do you not know what giblets are?
I don't really like doing meat stuff. It, like, scares me a bit. I'm very vegetarian, really.
Okay. So, for all of our vegetarian and vegan listeners out there, you know, hit subscribe. Okay. So, who do you think won that? Be honest now. Are we going to rock, paper, scissors it again?
That didn't go well.
No, I think we should try it. But shall we do, like, the Big Bang Theory version and we do rock, paper, scissors, lizard, Spock?
How would I meant to know that TV reference? I wouldn't have a clue about that, would I?
Okay, don't worry. So we'll just do rock, paper, scissors. So just for clarity, it will go rock, paper, scissors, shoot. But instead of saying shoot this time, we'll actually declare what we're doing.
Ready? Let's see if David's managed to learn something within half an hour.
I doubt it. Ready?
I doubt it.
And Rock, paper, scissors.
Paper.
Oh, damn
it. He didn't manage it either.
Right, we'll try it one more time. Ready? Here we go. And rock, paper, scissors, paper.
Oh, yeah, I won. That was legitimately won.
You legitimately won anyway, didn't you? What did you do the first time? You said paper, and I had rock.
Yeah, but you didn't declare it.
I didn't declare it. Oh, but dear.
You've managed it. Within half an hour, you've managed to say rock, paper, scissors, and then declare what you've done. So you've had a productive day today.
Yeah, so Rach, what is it you want for Christmas more than anything else this year?
All I want for Christmas
is Xbox.
My two front teeth.
That's two different songs.
Yeah.
Yeah. All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth.
It's a medley.
It's a medley. Is it a medley or is it a montage or a compilation? Yeah, I think it is a medley actually.
I don't really care.
Yeah. Okay, and no, but like genuinely.
Genuinely what I want for Christmas, I like holidays. I want to go to Lapland and see reindeer. I want to go to New York and be on top of the Empire State Building. I kind of want to go to Australia and like be on the beach on Christmas Day. I think that would be quite cool. So yeah, holidays.
Yeah.
You can't really wrap those up though, so is that still not what you're looking
for? Well, no,
for?
No, like you can like
just buy me a trip to New York and it'll be fine.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to perform improv there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or buy me a trip to Alaska.
Yeah.
See how I segue into some
segue. So we will, in the new year, as a little preview of what's coming up in 2019, we will be performing at the Alaska Improv Festival in Alaska. I can't remember the name of the specific. It's like
Juneau.
Where it is? Juneau. I bet it's not pronounced like that at all.
Well, it is now.
But like the problem with Alaska is it is Canada. It's like I don't care what they say. It's just part of Canada.
It's like north of Canada, though.
Yeah, it's north of Canada.
It's going to be really cold.
Yeah,
and you're going to be there in like your Converse shoes and your leather coat.
Right. Yeah.
Just being like, oh, I'm too cool for this, and like your cap and just being like, oh yeah, I'm cool, and I'm going to be there in proper snow shoes and stuff and actually have fun, and you'll just be like, oh, it's cold.
Yeah, and also coming up next year, we'll have more shows at the Aylesbury Waterside Theatre, and we're going to be at the Glee Club in Nottingham, and there might be shows that we've got coming up in Sheffield, and definitely there'll be some more in London.
Madrid,
yeah. Okay. Oh gosh, I'm choking.
Oh no, I'm going to have to talk now to fill the silence.
Don't worry.
Yeah, I don't really care about all of these ones in like the UK. I just want the holidays. So Alaska and Madrid are going to be cool. And hopefully other international places. So I get to go on holiday. And I like holidays and photos. And yeah.
Rachel's just going off on one now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you didn't ask me what I wanted for Christmas.
Oh, I'm so sorry. What do you want for Christmas, David?
Well, since you asked, I don't know. I just think world peace and... just like...
You're such a liar. You just want that EV Pokemon game.
Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu and Pokemon Let's Go Eevee.
Well, you've already pre-ordered the Pikachu one for yourself.
Shh, don't say that.
You ordered your own Christmas present for yourself a year ago.
Yes, because like... Okay,
with the Pokeball that then didn't work.
It does work. It works really well.
It didn't work.
Okay, so like...
You just had a vibrating hand
for
the
whole walk. All of the Amiibos, like the Nintendo Amiibos, they all sold out really quickly. And then like the Pokemon Go Plus, on like the wristwatch thing, it sold out for like a year before I could get one. So I was like, I need to get the Pokeball Plus.
David really focuses on the priorities in life.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah.
So anyway, if you'd like to subscribe, I'm choking again. Right, if you'd like to subscribe, make sure you do so on iTunes. Like Extreme Improv on Facebook. You can find all of our social media links and links to us on YouTube, etc. at www.extremeimprov.co.uk. I have been David Pastansky. You can find out more about me by searching David Pastansky on Facebook and so on and so forth. And I'm on Twitter at David Pastansky and Instagram and so on and so forth. Rachel, what's your social media links?
Well, I don't really want anyone to find me or like look up about me. So if you're interested in me, just listen to this. Yeah, and just then talk to David because he likes talking to people more and I don't really like people. So I'll just sit here on my own without any friends and David can be like, yeah, get all the attention on me.
We have an interesting bond. Okay, so yeah, until next time, have a safe and happy Christmas and festive period. Happy New Year as well, if we don't get to chuck in another episode before this.
Also, we'll do a New Year's Eve one.
We've got to do a New Year's Eve
one? Yeah, let's do
New Year's Eve. There's no way in heck that we're going to get that uploaded in time.
Well, that's your problem. You're the one who's in charge of the uploading. I just sit here and talk nonsense for half an hour.
Yes, you do. Yeah. Bye!
Ho, ho, ho!